ونادى أصحاب الأعراف رجالا يعرفونهم بسيماهم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم قالوا ما أغنى عنكم جمعكم وما كنتم تستكبرون.
And the people of the heights will cry out to men whom they would recognize by their marks, saying, Neither your numbers nor the riches of which you were proud availed you.
أقسمتم لا ينالهم الله برحمة ادخلوا الجنة لا خوف عليكم ولا أنتم تحزنون.
Are these not the ones of whom you swore that Allah shall grant them nothing of His mercy? To such it will be said, Enter paradise, you have no cause to fear, nor shall you grieve.
ونادى أصحاب النار أصحاب الجنة أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أن أفيضوا علينا من الماء أو مما رزقكم الله قالوا إن الله حرمهما على الكافرين.
And the people of the fire will cry out to the people of paradise. Pour out some water on us, or throw at us something of what Allah has bestowed upon you. They will reply, Allah has forbidden them to the deniers of the truth.
الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا دِينَهُمْ لَهْوًا وَلَعِبًا وَغَرَّتْهُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا فَالْيَوْمَ نَنْسَاهُمْ كَمَا نَسُوا لِقَاءَ يَوْمِهِمْ هَذَا وَمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ.
Who have made their religion a sport and play, and whom the life of the world has beguiled. So on that day we shall forget them in the manner they forget their meeting of this day with us, and persist in denying our revelations.
And persisted in denying our revelations.
The trialogue between the people of paradise, the people of the fire, and the people of the heights gives some indication of the tremendous range of human faculties in the next world. These faculties would increase to such an extent that the people of paradise and the people of the fire and the people of the heights will be able to see, hear, and talk to one another. Other Quranic statements about the hereafter enable us to realize that the laws operating in the next world will be altogether different from those in the present. Notwithstanding this, men's personalities will not undergo any such change. Those who cannot perceive anything beyond the present limited world and who are incapable of imagining scales bigger than the ones relating to the present world, make fun of the statements in the Quran and Hadith about life in the hereafter. This only betrays their poverty of understanding and imagination. The fact, however, is that the possibilities for life are not as narrow and limited as their minds.
وَلَقَدْ جِئْنَاهُمْ بِكِتَابٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ هُدًى وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Surely, we have brought them a book which we expounded with knowledge, a guidance and a mercy to those who believe. Surely, we have brought them a book which we expounded with knowledge. The Quran has spelled out in some detail what constitutes the fundamental reality, explained the attitude that man ought to adopt, and laid down the fundamentals of the way of life that he ought to follow. The details laid down in the book in this regard are based on sound knowledge rather than on conjecture and fancy.
A guidance and a mercy to those who believe.
The contents and teachings of the book are perspicuous enough to show one the right way. Moreover, the lifestyle of those who believe in this book also bears out by the beneficial effects it produces on human life, how well it guides man. The blessings of the Quran become evident if man first notes the healthy changes that it brings about in his outlook, character, and morals. The above verse, in fact, alludes to the wonderful effect belief in the Quran had on the lives of the companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
هَلْ يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا تَأْوِيلًا يَوْمَ يَأْتِي تَأْوِيلُهُ يَقُولُ الَّذِينَ نَسُوهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ قَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ فَهَلَّنَا مِنْ شُفَعَاءَ فَيَشْفَعُوا لَنَا أَوْ نُرَدُّ فَنَعْمَلَ غَيْرَ الَّذِي كُنَّا نَعْمَلُ قَدْ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَضَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَفْتَرُونَ.
Are they waiting for the fulfillment of its warning? On the day that warning is fulfilled, those that have neglected it before will say, "The messengers of our Lord did indeed bring forth the truth." Are there any intercessors who will now plead on our behalf? Or can we be restored to life that we might perform differently from that which we did? They surely ended in utter loss, and the lies they had fabricated failed them. Are they waiting for the fulfillment of its warning?
The position of the people in question is as follows. The difference between good and evil was first explained to them, and yet they turned a deaf ear to it. Then some people established a good example by following the right path, notwithstanding the dominant trend towards error. The wholesome effect of righteous conduct became evident from the lives of such people, but it made no impression on the people concerned. Their persistence in error could only mean one thing, that they would only learn the lesson the hard way when they saw the painful effects of their error. Such people are like stupid patients who neither follow the directions of the physician nor learn any lesson from their own observations of the many patients who have been cured of their diseases by following the directions of physicians. These people will realize, if they realize at all, on their deathbed that their ways were foolish and fatal.
Or can we be restored to life that we might perform differently from that which we did?
Such people will long to return to the world, pleading that they will believe in the truth which they had rejected since they have now witnessed it. They will ensure that their attitude will be different from that which had been done before. For a fuller discussion of this plea and the rejoinder to it, see Al-An'am 6:27-8, Ibrahim 14-44, and 45, Al-Sajda 32:12-13, Al-Fatir 35-37, Al-Zumar 39:56-9, and Al-Mu'min 40:11-12.